Hi everyone. We are here with our 18th episode of the Because Why podcast. We are at the North YMCA. I am Lauren. My co-host
Hi,
Allison
everyone.
Is here. And then we also have Diane, who is a graduate of the Diabetes Prevention Program, but she's also still in the Diabetes Prevention Program because she won a second year, which is really cool. And then we also have Caroline here, and Caroline is the Executive Director of Health Innovations for the YMCA of Central Ohio. So November is National Diabetes Awareness Month. So as we wrap up the month of November, we wanted to talk about an amazing program that the YMCA offers called YMCA Diabetes Prevention Program. And it's an entire year program?
Correct. And it's a year-long program with weekly, then stepping down to bi-weekly and then monthly sessions. And with Medicare, because it is covered through Medicare, if you do really well in the first year, you also then have the support of a second year.
Woo! So is that how you got
that's
a second
how I
year?
That's how she won.
Ah, that's amazing.
That is so
I'm
cool.
In weight loss goal.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your journey with this program, with your diagnosis. Tell us how we are now sitting here today and got this wonderful recommendation of you from Caroline. So yeah, tell us all about that.
Several years ago, my family doctor started doing the A1C, and it showed that I was in the risk group, the pre-diabetes area. So we talked, and I tried different things, and I exercise, but not that much, I guess, or didn't used to. We talked about diet, and I tried doing that. And I am vegan, so I'm moving towards whole food, plant-based more, because just being vegan doesn't mean it's healthy.
That's true. I mean, you can house a loaf of bread and all of that, but
potato chips,
right.
French fries.
Yeah, there's still a lot of very bad foods that are included in that.
So my weight loss was not going well. My A1C was still staying in that range. I had a consult with a dietitian. I tried to do what she said. My A1C stayed in that range. And then my doctor said, you know what, since none of this is work, I really think you need to go to this program. So I did. And I've tried different things. And then when Caroline says, we have to log our food, it's like, oh, no. Because that's really bad. But we only have to log the fat grams. I don't have to count all the calories.
Yeah.
So if it's a calorie-free food, you just write down what it was, but you don't have to actually measure it all out.
It's interesting.
So that got me to buy into this.
Yeah.
Okay, I can measure the fat grams.
So what does the fat grams mean as to why we're just measuring that?
So again, this program has over 20 years, probably going on 30 years of history. It really was done back in the 1990s with funding through the NIH, CDC, because the number of people who were going from pre-diabetes to diabetes was staggering.
Yeah.
We have, there are about 30 million Americans with diabetes, but there are 84 million at risk.
It's one in three,
one in
right?
Three.
I mean, that
one
is,
in three.
So of the four of us,
yes,
one of us is going to have, right.
So we can't have that. Our country cannot have 84 million people.
That's a health crisis.
Yes, it is a health crisis. Yeah. And so they said, we have to do something. So this big study was done. And what they found was the lifestyle intervention was the most successful. And the lifestyle intervention did focus on physical activity as well as healthy eating. And the fats we're focused in on is because fats are the most dense. So when you eat a gram of fat, it has 9 calories. When you have a gram of protein or carbohydrates, it's 4.
Mm.
So they knew if you stayed within a healthy amount of fats, you could lose that weight, but also you could keep the weight loss off. Because what I tell everybody in this program, this isn't not about ever denying you anything.
Yeah.
It's not low fat. It is not, our bodies need fat.
Mm-hmm.
We just eat often too much of them.
Yeah.
And so what this is based on your weight. Your fat gram goal should be about 25% of total calories, total consumption. So what Diane and everybody in the program gets is this is your fat gram goal for the day. And so how you choose to get there is up to you.
Yeah.
And it's about, it's about 25% of your total calories and your total intake. And again, what Diane likes and what I like, we might have this absolute same amount of fats to consume, but I love half and half of my coffee. I'm not giving that up. Right. And somebody might be like, I don't care about half and half, but I have to tell you, I love nuts.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to keep, right. I'm going to do right. a quarter cup of nuts. So it's never about depriving anybody. And the lifestyle is successful because, again, it was never me ever telling Diane what to eat or there are no good or bad fat foods. It's about, this is your fat gram goal.
Yeah.
Figure
do
out
with
ways.
It what you right, will.
And get to it and then figure out the ways. And you learn from it. So I don't know if you want to share with them, when the program started, there's always the big aha moments.
Yes.
About like, you got to be kidding me, it has that much fat in
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You really, really have to read the labeling on food mm-hmm. and pay attention to what is a serving.
Yes. We talk about that
so
all the time.
So many things. You
have
know,
like seven. It's like, oh, it's only 120 calories, but there's seven servings
yeah.
in the bag that
or,
you just
you
ate the whole bag
of.
Right.
Of
right.
The whole bag
right.
and you ate half a bag.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So when you're logging it, you have to be honest with yourself
yes.
or there is no point in doing any yeah. of this. So I'm logging it, and it really was a thing. I love the nuts.
That's usually most people.
You know,
they are
most people.
Costco size.
Yeah, that's our favorite.
Sitting next to me on the sofa.
Yes.
You can't do that.
No.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
Do you want to share how you kind of worked around that, like with the cashews? What worked for you?
I started substituting different things.
Okay.
Like instead of eating Tostita chips or potato chips, I just can't buy potato chips.
No, I can't.
There's no
either.
Control
so
over that.
For sure.
So no potato chips in the house.
Yeah.
But I started looking for lower fat acceptable alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
So pretzel crisps
mm-hmm.
have
oh,
no
they're
fat.
They're so good.
No
mm-hmm.
fat. And they're good. And they're good to dip into like hummus.
Uh-huh.
I have the forks over knives. I get their magazines. I got a magazine. It had a whole bunch of recipes for
hummus.
Low-fat hummus.
Ah.
Which she shared
oh.
with the whole group.
It is so good.
Yeah.
They're so good. The hummus that you buy in the store has a lot of olive oil in it. And people think, oh, olive oil is a healthy oil. Well, that may be, but that doesn't mean that eating lots of it
yeah.
Is okay, or that you're going to lose weight while you do that. So, yeah, she takes our logs and looks at them.
And again, it's only tracking keeps you accountable.
Yes.
Tracking
yes.
keeps you accountable.
Yeah. And honest. What you were saying, you have to be honest with
know.
Yourself.
Okay, I've tracked all day. No, I can't have those cashews
right.
for snack at
yeah.
night.
Yeah.
I've already gotten to my
yeah.
limit.
Yeah.
I'm going to have something that, have a piece of fruit.
Yeah.
It doesn't have any fat in it.
Right.
Just have a piece of fruit.
And the other thing that the tracking does is we all always set it up like, well, this is your daily fat gram. So, could the lowest amount is 33. 42, 50, and 55. Well, say somebody has 50. What I always try them to help them see is do it for the week. So 50 times 7 is 350. So your fat gram goal for the week is 350.
I like that.
Why? Like, so this week is critical. This week is Thanksgiving.
This is,
yeah.
this is a hard
I
week.
I will tell everybody, I want you to enjoy Thanksgiving, please.
Yes.
But the reality is we will always have Thanksgivings.
Yeah.
We will always have holidays.
Yeah.
We will always have events at work.
Days
you
and,
will go
yeah,
out
yeah.
To restaurants.
Yeah.
I want you to enjoy it. But it's like preparing for it and then possibly repairing. So for this week, what folks
yeah.
are saying is, okay, if my goal is 350 and I can have up to 50 a day, I'm really going to try to stockpile because I know I'm going over 50 on Thursday
yeah.
and I want to enjoy it. But if I stay within my fat grams for the week,
I'm
still
good.
Either maybe even I'll lose a pound or I won't gain any.
Yes.
And that's what lifestyle change
yep.
is. It's about enjoying, but knowing what your limits are.
Exactly.
And we know if you stay within your fat gram goal, you will lose the weight.
Yeah.
It is, and that is what's yep. really, really important.
Yeah.
But again, it's lifestyle. So enjoy Thanksgiving.
Right.
And it's also what the class has taught me with the group,
mm-hmm.
Everybody's in the group and we talk, is that, okay, so I blew it this week and I gained weight. don't waste time blaming yourself, yes. talking bad about yourself, yes. you know, getting into that spiral down
yep.
where you just keep eating because you feel so bad about yourself. Yep. Just stop and think, what triggered this? Mm-hmm. And what can I do the next time that trigger comes? What can I do instead so that I don't keep repeating this same pattern?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's been really big.
Mm-hmm. And learning from it, because again, those events or whatever it was to that spiraled, or gosh, I had the best of intentions and we went yep. out for happy hour and I completely blew it. Okay, well, what did you learn? And then
right.
how do you handle it differently
the next
time? Yeah.
And as a class, we'll talk about that, and Caroline will write things out on the whiteboard. You know, what are your suggestions? And if you're going to go out to eat, look at the menu yep. in advance and yep. decide what you're going yes. to order, because that's going to be okay. This, yeah, not so much.
Yeah, and like you said, how to plan that into your day. So you say, mm-hmm. okay, I know I'm eating a piece of cake at my friend's birthday, which means I'm going to have to be extra good throughout the rest right. of the day right. to make up mm-hmm. for that.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just really being intentional, being conscious.
Yeah.
So many people just, they'll come in and they're like, you know, I just, again, so many people, they're like, but nuts are good for you. I'm like, but they're still very high in fat.
Right.
Avocados.
When you have 50 of them, it's right. probably not good for you anymore. Like even, you know? I mean, that's what even like a bunch of a good food
right.
makes it a bad, well, not a bad food.
Yes.
Everything yes. in moderation. And I'm going to flip this. So even if so we talked about, well, we count your fats, but it doesn't mean that something is fat free. You can just eat endlessly. So what is my example?
Calories count.
Calories count. And what was the example? My favorite is gummy bears. Mm-hmm. I love gummy bears. Yeah. I can't buy gummy bears because I can't control myself. They're fat-free. Well, but they're tons of sugar.
Right.
They're not calories.
They're not
right.
healthy
right.
just because calories. They're fat-free.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So again, people are just, you learn. You yeah. learn a lot in this. And it's, again, it's never to deprive you of one thing, but to say, well, if you want to eat this, absolutely. If you have an avocado, it has about, I think, 25 total grams. So if you have an avocado at lunch and your max is 50 and you had 5 at breakfast, you're already at 30.
Wow.
Yeah. That leaves you 20 for dinner.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Right.
Right. How are you going to make up for that?
Right. How? Yeah. What? So then you have 20 left. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Oftentimes we'll talk about, you know what, if you want to think about it in dollars. So if you get to dinner and you had $50 to start your day, and by the time you get to dinner, you only have $10 left. What are you going to choose?
Yeah.
If you have 10 fat grams left, how do you need
yep.
to choose it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. How has the group support component helped you, Diane? Like, just because you've said it a couple times, like, we're with the group. We got
yeah.
to discuss.
I'm not a group person, okay? And so, as Caroline knows.
I wouldn't know that. I really wouldn't.
So this is the first time I've ever done a group sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very helpful. You get to be friendly with the people, you're comfortable with the people, and we can talk it out. And someone will say, oh, there's going to be a party at work this week. What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll sit around and we'll come up with a whole list of ideas. Well, that's for that person for that party, but it applies to
mm-hmm.
me for lots of other things too. You know, the idea of take something yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a party. What can you take
mm-hmm.
that you can eat,
yeah.
and then you'll feel part of the party. Birthday party, I can take one of my low-fat vegan scones.
Mm-hmm. Yum. That sounds delicious.
Still sounds delicious, yeah.
Chocolate chip.
You had me a scone.
Yeah,
just give me a
scone.
Yeah.
Had me a scone.
Instead of the birthday cake.
Yeah.
So it's lower in calories, lower in fat,
yeah.
better for me.
But you still get to enjoy something.
But I get to enjoy something
yeah.
as they're eating birthday cake. I have a scone.
Yeah.
Or I'm enjoying the birthday cake, but I've really planned for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I've really
yeah,
planned
right.
for it.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, the power of the group is the key to this program.
Yeah.
And how many participants are usually in a class?
So you can have, we can enroll up to 15.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, you know, and I'll try to enroll up to 15. A lot of times you will, if we're going to lose somebody, we're going to lose them by week 4, usually.
Mm-hmm.
you have to commit. This isn't something, again, this is lifestyle change. So it's not about, you know what, this is really hard and this is a really hard time of year. I'll just start over in January.
Yeah.
This isn't about starting over. It's about figuring out working through the holidays. So we have with Diane's group, it was a solid nine. Nine stuck through it. You know, 8 to 10 is ideal, or, you know, 15 can work too. But the conversation as a facilitator, you talk less and less, the group really takes over. You keep them on track.
Yeah.
So if somebody says, I have a celebration coming up and I'm really struggling with it, as a facilitator, you say, has anybody else struggled with that? And that's how you get the conversation.
Yeah.
You are here to facilitate. You are not an expert. They will look at their peer who has been in the same boat as them. They are all at risk for prediabetes, or they all have prediabetes, at risk for diabetes. Gosh, Diane, you did go through the exact same thing as me. So, wow, thank you for that suggestion. I'm going to try that.
Yep.
And that's the big difference. It is not instructing at all. It's never to tell somebody what to do.
Yeah.
When we come up with ideas, the conversation would one of these work for you? Would want to try it.
Yeah.
It's not always about food either.
Right.
It's about exercise.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have trouble working exercise into their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you just don't like it.
Yeah.
And so you have to find something you do like. For me, it's walking or walking running.
Yeah.
But not on a treadmill.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Outside.
Yeah.
At a park.
Yeah.
Which brings in the, there's no bad weather, only bad clothing.
Yes, we heard this quote earlier.
You can indeed go out and successfully walk in really low temperatures.
Well, we were talking to Molly Brewer with 10TV, and she was saying that she ran a mile every day in January. That was
outside,
her goal.
Yes.
Outside. And, you know, we had that polar vortex that came through, and she's like, man, I did not want to go out. And she's like, but I told myself only 10 minutes. You just have to get through a 10-minute mile, and you're good, you know? So
it's getting out that door.
Yes.
Always
that's
the hardest.
Always,
yeah.
The hardest.
Always the hardest.
Always the hardest.
It is.
Yes.
So true.
It is. And it's preparing. But Diane said it. With physical activity, finding something you like. That's really important. Also, what can you do in 10-minute increments?
Yeah.
So don't beat yourself up to say, well, I didn't get to the Y 3 days this week. I just didn't have the time. Okay. Well, the goal is 150 minutes by week 10. That can be 30, you know, 5 days of 30.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what could you do in 10-minute increments during the workday?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I started adding in steps. You did. Well, yeah, you know, I'm on the fifth floor. And so at first, I just got off at the fourth floor and added steps in. I now take breaks with my coworker, and they come and get me, and they hold me accountable, like you two do.
Yeah, we go on
and
our
we
walks.
Walk.
Yeah.
If that's how you get your 30 minutes in 10-minute increments, that's fine.
You got it in.
You got it in, and I think, and then we also talk about how can you be more active as a way of life.
Yep.
And it sounds so simple, but you know, parking further away does make a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Walking the perimeter of the store,
yes.
Finding
taking the
those,
stairs,
taking those
yes.
stairs. Doing those things really does make a difference.
Yeah.
And so helping people see those things and really how people share how they've done it, individuals are like, I didn't even think of that. What a great idea. I'll try it.
Well, and it makes it more attainable, too, when you kind of break it down in that way. It doesn't mean you have to go and spend an hour on the treadmill every day or go, you know, heavy lift and bodybuild these ginormous weights, you know, for an hour every day. It just makes it easy, tangible things that you can do that's really going to make a difference for the rest of your life.
And if you can't make it to the Y someday or can't make it to wherever, you know, you go, you can still walk around your house. Allison walks around her house at night. If she can't,
if I'm like, I can't make it to the workout, then when I get home after work or wherever I'm at, I set my timer on my phone for an hour and I just pace. I turn on the TV and I just pace back and forth and I still get in my 60 minutes or 30 minutes or however you're doing and I still am able to burn 400 calories.
Right.
So to me, it doesn't take, you know, busting your butt on the treadmill. It can just be walking around your house.
And
we talk about during the commercials.
Yes.
The commercials. I have a small set of weights.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I can sit on my ball and I can do weights.
Yes.
You know,
or do push-ups. Or do, I mean, there's so many things that you can do at your house that don't even require equipment.
If you can't make it to the gym, it's okay. You know, there's still ways
still
to
do something.
Yep.
But I think that also goes back to like the being honest with yourself part, because it's not just about being honest with food. It's about activities and stuff like that too. So just saying, you know what? I haven't done anything today. I'm going to do it during the commercials.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it's okay that I didn't make it to the gym, but, you know, not making the excuses right. and not saying I'll do it tomorrow or, you know, I'll make up for it.
Or
it
was a bad day today.
I'm
not worried about it today. Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
So, and another big thing in the class when Diane talked about, you know, serving sizes and this and that, and again, I'm thinking about the hot with Thanksgiving coming up. When I ask people, you know, I always say I'll never tell you not to eat ice cream. Everybody loves ice cream, right? But what's the serving size of ice cream?
Not the whole gallon, right?
Right.
Well, usually it's a half a cup.
Yeah.
But most people will say it's the bowl I fill up. And so then I say, next time you fill up that bowl, could you measure it out? And it's level. Now, I always say don't have any air in there. Just
right.
get it all down. And so then what could I do? I could use a smaller bowl. There you go. So then maybe you're having two servings instead of four or five.
Right.
And
right.
so with Thanksgiving, we talk about what can you do? Well, Thanksgiving is, you know, you think about Thanksgiving and automatically you start like, oh my gosh, the best food, right?
And
right.
it's just gluttony.
Well,
yeah. It's just...
it's about trying it. Not to say you have to take a heaping spoonful of everything.
Yeah.
But if you have, so if you have, this is just the smaller ones, but if you had a larger one, say the soup spoon, taking it and putting,
yeah.
trying everything,
yeah.
but trying it with this size or a little bit bigger and not this size, or...
that's usually my kind of size spoon.
Well, this
right
is
there.
Usually
that
that's
usually
the
serving
spoon.
Size.
This is the serving size. Or if that's your option, just taking a little bit.
Yes.
And try. It's not to say you can't go back
yeah.
for seconds
yeah.
if you love something, but the reality is if you put a small amount on your plate, you'll eat it. If you put a heaping teaspoon, are you still going to eat it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Especially,
I'm clean,
I mean,
clean
well, we're,
club,
we're
so,
in the clean
yeah.
plates. And I know for me with my eating habits, like I recognize when I went through my own weight loss and being honest with yourself and all that, that I save the food that I like the most for last. So by the time I get to it, I'm full, but I'm still going to eat it
right.
because
right.
I've been waiting
right.
for that. So
right.
instead I just eat what I like. And if there is something left over, I try not to feel bad about it. There are people that are starving and can't,
yeah.
don't get
but
to eat it and
can
all
I
that.
Ask you, you eating it all, how is that helping the starving person?
Correct, because it's
right?
not like I can go and give it to
I mean,
the starving person. No, and that's very true. The food's going to probably go in the trash can whether I eat it or it stays in the container. So I've had, but I think growing up, it's like you better
yes.
clean your plate, you better clean your plate.
That's
and
what everybody
then
says.
When you get too much food, but then you're supposed to clean your plate, then you're eating
right.
too much food.
You're eating
so
too much
it,
food.
It, yes.
And so let's talk about the plate.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, this is amazing
this
for those of you that
are
listening and can't see this.
This
so,
is
yeah.
This is the size of a plate you should use. It's 9 inches. Now, this is also has the demo of the fruits and vegetables. And this is an even bigger plate.
Yeah.
yeah.
Now, most people, when I show them this plate, what do you think the first thing they say?
Salad plate.
Yes.
It's small.
Yes.
yes.
So you know what? If you need to start switching and start using your salad plate, do it. Key here though is filling up half first with the fruits and the vegetables. And the vegetables, filling that up first. It only leaves you so much room over
yeah.
here. But what we tend to do is we have the big piece of protein,
yes.
the carb,
yeah.
or the grain, and then there's little room.
Nothing
there's
left.
A little bit of the vegetable
yes.
or
right.
yeah.
Or you
right.
have
if
the gigantic plate with way too much
right.
food in
right.
general.
So again, you know, the size of the plate. So, you know, and again, I'm not saying use a small plate on Thanksgiving. That's not the option. But if you try everything and just try it,
yes.
everything in moderation.
Yeah.
But for a lot of folks, it's I have changed the size of my plates because literally my plates were like platters.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's true.
Yep. Well, and that's the serving size in America. Like you were saying with the spoon, like
right.
in America.
That's
and if you go to a restaurant and your plate's not this big and piled up with food, you're like... I didn't get my money for
right.
it.
Right, that's true.
Where's my bowl
where's
of pasta?
Where's
this
my leftovers
this
that I'm
going to
take
yeah.
home?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so talking about taking home,
yeah.
What do people learn in this class? What's one thing they tend to do with going out to eat?
You can eat half and bring the other half home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't
and,
have to eat it all.
Right,
yes.
and they ask for the box right away.
Yes,
so they
I've
order,
heard that before too.
And they get it, and immediately when the food comes, they put
half
it in the box.
Yeah,
yes.
or some restaurants will box up half
yes.
of it
for
you,
you
and only bring out
yes.
half. So you don't even have to
yes.
worry
right.
about figuring, like,
yeah.
yes.
And another thing is like to split it with a friend. Say like, hey, do you want to, like, I know this is going to be huge, like, split
mm-hmm.
half of this with
yes.
me, and then we won't eat the whole
right.
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So those are the, and again, none of this is rocket science, but when everyone around the table is sharing and supporting each
yes.
other, it really comes off so differently. Like, wow,
yeah.
if you can go to the buffet and do that. I mean,
right.
we have had a lot of people in this program who make the casino buffet work for them. They, you know, I've heard so much about that casino buffet, and they go, I really make it work for me. They have a lot of healthy options. Yeah. I enjoy it, but I make it work for me.
Yeah. Well, and you say things, you know, aren't rocket science, but to some people that maybe have never eaten healthy, maybe generationally have not eaten healthy and
never
really
read a
don't,
food label
and they
or,
really don't know. To some people, this really is all new.
It can be.
Information and new tips and tricks and things that they've maybe never even thought of before.
Right. And it's delivered in a way, though, that's very
non-judgmental.
Oh, totally not.
Yes.
I think that's important. That's important to note, because I'm sure it feels a little scary walking in there on your first class and say, I have this recommendation from my doctor. I have no idea what I'm doing, but here I am.
So if I can say that, that's a great segue, because what often happens, and I applaud, Diane, I believe it was your doctor. Well, you shared it was your doctor.
Yes, my doctor sent me.
And I applaud doctors who do that, because so often it's lose weight and do more physical activity. I'll see
but
you
how?
In 6 months.
Right.
How?
Right.
And this
and
program helps you. Right.
Yeah.
Well, even with the dietitian, you know, we talked about added sugar and not drinking fruit juice and not eating things with a lot of added sugar in them, but she didn't tell me what my limit for fat grams should be. We didn't talk about exercise at all.
Yeah.
So it didn't work. Mm-hmm. It didn't work. But when you come into the class, there's no shame here. You shouldn't be embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to start where they are.
Yep.
Because it's not going to get any better
on
its own.
Right.
And it is hard. It's hard.
It's hard.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just have to do the hard thing.
Yeah. Well, I think
if you want to be healthy.
The key you said earlier, too, was it is a lifestyle thing. It's not just you're going to be in this class for a year and then, okay, you're back off to living unhealthily. Like, you have to commit to this for the rest of your life, and you will never be able to have an off day or never be able to say, okay, yeah, I did this, and now I'm cured, and now I'm done, but it has to be a lifelong journey.
It's not really, you know, an off day. It's like, I monitor my weight, and when I see I'm starting to gain weight, then I go back to how many grams of fat am I eating?
Yeah.
I need to be logging for a few days to see where I'm going wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's those cashews.
They're back by the couch again, that Costco size.
They ended up in my shopping cart.
Right. Well, and as one participant shared with me, and I love, she goes, this is the journey that will never end.
Yeah,
this is a journey I am on.
There's no finish
line
to this. It's
right.
not a race. It's not something
and
that you ever
you will
finish.
Have ups and downs. It is not a matter of if you will slip. You will slip. It's how you react to that slip.
Yep.
Okay, I had a slip. What do I need to do? And as Diane said, I get back to tracking.
Yeah.
I get back to being aware
back
of what I'm
basics.
Eating.
Yeah.
It's for somebody who was like, gosh, I was walking or I was coming to the Y, and boy, I got out of the habit. It is about, okay, what are those habits you need to get into? Because we have habits. This program helps you create new habits. It's like you said, it's not ending this program and going back to those old habits, because we know exactly what's going to happen.
Yep. Right.
And so how do you stick with those new habits they now or what you do?
Yeah. And it has to be a conscious choice every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have to think about it every day and work at it every day.
How much do you want to avoid becoming
having
diabetic?
Type 2 diabetes?
Yeah. That's true.
Having
That's true.
And that
talk about the seriousness of of what that can mean.
So, you know, and on one of the things I was looking is, you know, what is the impact of type 2 diabetes in Central Ohio? Ohio is, you know, we're one of those states that has higher levels than the national average. I believe we're at between 10 and 11% of adults. It's, again, 30 million nationally. I remember a staggering number that, you know, just those folks in 2016 that had type 2 diabetes and that were covered through Medicaid, it was 89 million spent on hospitalization in relation to diabetes. And diabetes is such a serious disease. I think what tends to happen is so many people have it that they're like, oh, well, so many people in my family, everybody has it in my family.
They kind of don't take it seriously.
Well, or they don't. It's, again, so many people have it. And so, well, it's a natural thing. Everybody in my family has it. And so I'm going to get it. Well, no, not necessarily. Or if you are, maybe you get it at 80 and not 40.
Right.
The complications between vision, between you know, when somebody gets a cut on their foot with diabetes, you know, caring for that wound because things don't go up, amputations, kidney disease, it is incredibly serious. When you get sick and you have type 2 diabetes, it is very different than somebody who does not have type 2 diabetes. And so the fact that it is preventable, and so as much as you don't like tracking, when you have diabetes, you have to be tracking.
There's a lot more going on when you have diabetes that...
And one of the other things I always point out, because this question comes up often, is when you have type 2 diabetes and you are diagnosed, it is different, and you will have to be so careful with carbohydrates. So the question often comes up is, why don't I have to track carbohydrates in this program? So again, what we know is weight loss. Weight loss is key to the prevention of diabetes, and they know because fats are so dense that if you eat a healthy amount of fats, you can lose that weight. But that doesn't mean you can just eat all the sugar in the world. Mm-hmm. And so folks will come in into this class, and I think this is also another reason why it can be so successful. And they may say, my doctor also has me tracking carbohydrates, and that can work for them. They can be tracking both. Mm-hmm. It really is about healthy living. It's about healthy living. The other number is it's staggering the cost to treat diabetes, to care for diabetes. And most people who are at risk have family members, husbands, wives, parents, sisters who have type 2 diabetes, and they've seen the impact on them. And they don't want to go down that road. Don't want to go down that road.
I haven't even told you yet the last time I saw my doctor, my A1C in the normal range.
Say yay!
Yeah, so tell us about your outcomes. So you've been doing this program for over a year now.
Yes, I met and exceeded, they set a weight loss goal at the beginning of the program.
We do, 7% total body weight loss.
Okay.
So, won't share the numbers.
Yes, you don't have to.
I met my weight loss goal.
Well, you look great.
And I continued losing weight.
Yeah.
Got well within the normal range, and my A1C is now down in the normal range.
That's awesome.
Now, I have to keep it there for 2 years.
Okay.
And then I will officially be declared not at risk.
Yes.
Awesome. And then you said, what did your doctor share with you when you went in and she got your blood work done, or he got your blood work
she
done?
She. Oh, she was excited.
Okay.
She was so happy. And then we had a discussion about my fruit smoothies. because, well, I love them. And I had read that they're not really that healthy for you. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. What are they talking about? Because I'm putting whole fruit in.
Yeah.
And I'm hitting the blender and I'm blending whole fruit.
Yeah.
And she said that's not what they're talking about when they say it's not healthy.
Yeah.
Yours are fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're talking about ones you may buy out and the added sugar and the
Right. Because she said they have so much added sugar.
Right.
Yeah. Mine has zero added sugar.
Right.
So, you know, we're just... She's happy. I'm happy. Got to keep going, though.
Yes. And you do. You can't, now that, like, you win and everything's healthy, you can't be like, all right, now I can go celebrate and eat whatever I want.
No.
You can't do that.
That's another thing. You know, I can celebrate, but not with food.
Yes. We talk all the time about rewarding ourselves with food. Like, oh, I did really well losing weight this week. I'm going to go eat a burger. No, like, that's...
No, you celebrate some other way.
Yeah.
You know how... Okay. You know how I celebrated my A1C being declared in the normal range?
Tell us.
Go on a walk?
I did. I walked 5 miles.
That's amazing.
Diane enjoys that. And so what are those
things? That's my favorite. I love going on a walk.
What are things outside of food that you can do? Or, again, so much of what we do as a society and as a family is around food. How can you bring the healthy option for you?
Yeah.
Because so if you can't control what's being served, can you bring a healthy option? And again, it's helping people feel like they can control it. We cannot change how Thanksgiving dinner is going to be at your aunt's house. She has done it that way for 40 years.
Yeah.
What you can control is what you bring and what you put on your plate. That's all you can do.
Yep.
And that's what people, you know, really, they're like, okay, I can do this. And I did just want to share, we are excited that Medicare does cover this program.
So
insurance
awesome.
Companies.
Yeah, can you talk a little bit more about cost and
it's
all that?
It's
how you apply and all those
it's
things.
It's a covered program for many insurance companies, and that's important because prevention... You know, this is prevention. This is prevention of a very serious disease. So Medicare covers it at 100%. Aetna, most Aetna plans, Anthem, Blue Cross Blue Shield, different insurance is cover it. There's also, we really try to keep it reasonable. So even for somebody who's private pay, it's a year-long program, access to the YMCA. I can work with someone with financial assistance if that's needed. So if someone is interested, they could go on our website and go under programs and community health programs, and they will see diabetes prevention. They can find out information on the program. They can do an online referral that comes securely directly to my office, or they can call, and we have an 800 number set up. Yeah. And for
is there like a pre-test that you can do too?
So yes. Yeah, so what? Great question. Yeah. You can do the CDC risk scores. If Medicare, the one thing I will add is Medicare does require an A1C.
Okay.
So they do require an A1C within the last 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, so many doctors now are at least testing people. There's been a big push to help make people aware, hey, you're at risk for diabetes.
I get mine tested.
Instead of just waiting.
Yeah.
Right. Instead of, oh, sorry, you
not
already
too
have
late.
Diabetes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and, but for somebody who has private insurance or wants to do private pay, they can do the risk scores. But Medicare does require an A1C. But for somebody with Medicare, I will tell you, I don't think I've ever had anybody say, I didn't get it done. Oh, I do get it done. Let me go back. Either an A1C or a fasting glucose, and that's what they're going to have done.
Yeah.
So that's really important. We offer classes both day and evening. We really try to accommodate individuals. And as I shared, it's a year-long program for that continued support, with 16 weekly sessions followed up by bi-weekly and then monthly. So it's that a lot in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and then it kind of steps down mm-hmm. with gradual, because we know they can do it on their own,
yeah.
and they can have that. They can do it, but we want to continue to provide them with support and that accountability piece.
Do all of our branches offer this, or
so
most of them?
We do. We offer them. It's a centralized registration, and I try to get somebody into a class as quickly as possible. I will be honest, though, we don't start new classes in November and December just because it is so close to the holidays.
Yeah.
I did start classes in September, but they have enough weeks in that they feel like they have control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, again, what we don't want somebody doing is starting and then stopping
yeah.
and dropping out. But yes, I have 10 new classes scheduled to start in January.
Awesome.
So please,
it's a great
please,
time
please,
to look into this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, get ready for the new year, make a commitment to yourself. What would you mm-hmm. tell somebody who may be listening that's thinking, oh, this might be good for me,
yeah.
this might be something that I should do? What would you tell somebody who's thinking about this?
You just have to do it. You have to get out the door and do it. Don't be ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid. This can work for you. And you have to work it.
I love that.
Yeah.
It can work for you if you work it as well.
Yeah. And the great thing about this is you have the power to change it.
Yes.
It's not something that you are born with that, you know, you'll never get rid of. You have the power to do something about it to make those changes.
Don't you want to be the healthiest you can be?
Yes.
If my lifestyle choices make the difference between I'm healthy and active and I can get out there and do things versus I have to watch every single thing I do. I have to have my medication. I have to do this. I have to do that.
Yeah.
I want to be over here.
The quality of life.
As far as my choices can take me, I want to be here.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to start wherever you are.
Yep.
And then just
take it one
take that journey.
Yes. Take that journey. And everyone is at a different stage when they walk in.
Mm-hmm.
So you will have people who come in and they're like, I'm ready. My doctor told me I'm ready to make this change. Others, it may take them a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But that's why that continued support is so critical.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen overnight. So we'll have people who, you know, right away. But maybe they get to like towards the end of the weeklies and they're like, now this is really getting hard. I was making all the changes. I'm tired of that. And how do you keep them motivated? And then others, it was a slow start, and then all of a sudden it like clicks. And they're like, okay, now I can do it. And that's what's nice about having that whole year. And then in Diane's case, or somebody with Medicare, if you've met certain outcomes, Medicare is saying you get a second year. Because with Medicare, it's a one-time benefit. That's it. So they really want to make sure individuals with Medicare, you know that they can continue on this lifestyle journey.
Yeah. And we really are here to meet you wherever you
right.
are. Wherever you are,
right.
we're here at the Y.
Right.
We've got you covered. We're here to help.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You want to ask our favorite question?
Yeah, let's top this off with our favorite question that we ask everyone who joins us on the Y podcast. So it's finish this sentence. If not for the YMCA or if not for the YMCA Diabetes Prevention Program, like.
finish it.
Finish that sentence. And whoever wants to start,
I would probably be diabetic by now.
Yeah.
Instead of I'm down in the normal range.
I really, you know, if it wasn't for the YMCA's diabetes prevention program, I think a lot of people who are at risk wouldn't get served. We are not a clinical setting, and I think that's really, really important. The clinical setting does so many incredible things. We are a community-based setting, mm-hmm. and we meet people where they are.
Yeah.
Everybody is at different stages, and we want them to feel comfortable, but we want to be here for them forever on that continued journey.
Yeah.
So they may come into us as through diabetes prevention, but then they stay with us with them as a member, or they now volunteer as a partner with Walk with the Doc, which is something we do, and they now are helping others see the benefits of walking. And really, that's what I think the Y does so well. We are here in the community to meet the community's needs, but not just be one and done, but to be here on that hopefully very long journey with them.
Yeah. Awesome.
I love that.
Yes.
Well, this was like so informational to me.
Yes.
So thank you guys so much for both sharing your stories and your journey with us today. Keep up the great work. I think you've taught a lot of people today.
Yeah.
Some really cool things, including me. So
yes.
Thank you guys so much for being here today. Yes. Like we said, November is National Diabetes Awareness Month. So if you think you are at risk, check with your doctor, take our pre-test on our website, and we'd love to see you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.